Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. My name is Deanna Baumgartner. I am the founder and president of Employers Advantage. We are a small HR firm of 10 people strong, and we provide HR services to small businesses across the country. I am very excited to talk with you this week about all things HR. The topic this week is what I like to call HR This, Not That. HR This, Not That means we take a look at some workplace issues, policies or practices that may be antiquated, are done because that is what has always been done, or done because that business owner or manager think that that is what should be done for whatever reason. That's the not that part. We then turn those things around into what should be done. That's the HR This part. Today, our HR This, Not That topic is employee engagement. I know that the term employee engagement gets thrown around a lot, and there are a lot of things that make up employee engagement. So we're going to touch on some key employee engagement topics, although it's not all encompassing. The other thing I like to think of instead of employee engagement, I like to think of employee experience, or that's what I like to call it. Employee experience is what creates engagement. So why do we even talk about or want employee engagement or an employee experience? Long gone are the days where companies and managers can get away with saying people should be grateful for the job and then engagement comes on payday. That's just not how it works. It didn't really even work well back in then, and it's definitely not going to work going forward. The reality is, we all know that if it wasn't for the employees, there would be no company, product, and service. So there leaves no reason why there should not be a focus or an emphasis on creating an employee experience that develops into employee engagement. So our HR This, Not That theme for employee engagement today is HR This. Get to know the team and pay attention to what they say. Not that. Believe that no news is good news. There are a lot of people that fall into the no news is good news. They're going to keep their head down and do their work. As long as I don't hear any rumbles, everything's fine. That's not how it works. For some reason, it's been kind of taboo to not get too close to employees or talk to them about things other than work while in the workplace. And I don't think that should be the case. And this might sound counterintuitive, but one way to create employee engagement is to encourage and support the individual and support time off from work, support them as a person, support them in their personal endeavors as well. I really think that we need to move away from the stagnation of a workday and incorporate more experiences for each individual. Shifting from process to supporting passion and igniting creativity is a great way to create employee engagement. Support employees' innovation and ideas by doing things like creating internal think tanks or affinity groups to support their interests. Employees are the ones with their finger on the pulse of what's happening every day. And so they're going to be able to see what's working and what's not. So to be able to create an environment where their innovation and their ideas and their feedback is welcomed and supported is only going to benefit the organization and ultimately everybody. When you create that environment where people feel free to innovate, they feel more engaged in their job, they take ownership of the responsibilities that they have in their role, and they feel more invested in the organization and the company itself. Even if they don't come up with new innovations and ideas, it's really a great idea to get to know employees and what maybe we would consider their outside interests are. As an example, we had a wonderful employee in an HR coordinator role, and she worked with us part-time, but in her other, outside of, you know, what she did in HR in her other job, She was a yoga instructor. And she was so great at it. She still is very great at it. And so what we did was decided, let's start offering workplace yoga as a service to our clients. So we took her non-HR related skill, paired it with her HR related skill, and just created that much more engagement. And so to this day, we still offer workplace yoga as a service to our clients, still working with Kate on that, who was our HR coordinator years ago. We've also worked with other clients where when we wanted to get feedback from employees and create some engagement and get to understand them a little bit better, having conversations with them and allowing them to be open is a great way to do that. There's another company, a construction company that we've worked with for years, and they were trying to figure out, you know, how do we reduce turnover? How do we create some employee engagement? Trying to boost morale a little bit. We went through a whole process of conversations with employees and redefining roles and all of these different things. But ultimately, what it came down to is when we found out people's outside interests, or maybe they had side hustles, or they had some other things that we took an interest in and the company started to support and take an interest in, it really turned around that piece of engagement and morale for them. One of the things that came out of it was, it just so happened was at a nonprofit where we did the same thing. They found out that a couple of the gentlemen in the construction team had passions for photography and wanted to do more of that. So they were actually able to cut their marketing budget of their outside marketing firm's utilization of their photography, create an engagement by working with the two construction gentlemen and had them take photographs of job sites and employees and all of these different things for their marketing campaigns. So they were able to use both, again, the construction skills of the employee in their construction role, but then their personal interest of photography, they were able to apply that to their job, and it was a total win-win. And it's worked out wonderfully. The company saved a little bit of money on the marketing side, but then they created engagement with these two employees and were able to show that the wonderful work that these gentlemen do with their photography, even outside of the construction that they were doing. You know, to create employee engagement, it's definitely important to have defined values as an organization and be able to incorporate those into your regular communication. Tie your conversations with employees back to those values so, you know, they know what they're working for, they know what they're striving for, and they have something to hold on to within the organization, and they know what the organization stands for. That's really, really huge in creating employee engagement. You also use those values when you're talking about hiring and recruiting, because you want employees that have matching values so that everybody is on the same page from the get-go. Another way to create employee engagement and to have a wonderful employee experience is you have to create opportunities for open and honest communication. Not just for work-related or internal issues, but also for external factors. Things happen in the world that you cannot turn a blind eye to, and people absolutely do not leave their personal lives and feelings on hold when they are at work. It just does not work that way. Every single employee is a human being, and everybody has been there at some point where things are happening, and you cannot separate them all the time. So it's very important for companies to understand that and provide grace and flexibility for individuals when things like that happen. Additionally, you got to provide a safe place for people to come together and share their feelings and thoughts without repercussions, particularly as it relates to external factors. We all know that the last 2 years have been nothing short of challenging, not just related to the pandemic, but all of the other factors that have been impacting everyone. And there was never a better time than now and ongoing to allow people to have opportunities to share their feelings and thoughts about that stuff. I mean, that is really heavy stuff. And then to have to come into work and carry their workloads and, you know, interact with their coworkers when there's all of this other stuff that's really weighing on them. Of course, there needs to be ground rules and respect across the board in these situations. And the reality is, if an organization is going to do this, it's important for leaders to keep quiet and just listen. This is for the employees. This is not for the managers, the owner, the leaders. The leaders and the business owner provide the opportunity, provide the safe place and the open communication forum, and then keep quiet. Let the employees talk. Let them express their feelings, but listen to what they have to say. Sometimes hearing what people are saying, it really can give you some perspective on things that are happening, whether, again, internally or externally, so that you as a leader can adjust your communication style, maybe your management style a little bit with those individuals to create that engagement. The other way to create some employee engagement and create a wonderful experience is give people the opportunity to own their own work and schedules as much as possible, as much as you can. We know that not all industries can do that. There's some industries that will function in a way that they've always have just because there's very limited opportunity to make shifts or changes in those industries. But for those that can, give the employees the latitude to be able to manage their schedules, to manage their workload, to take responsibility for the outcomes and not the time they spend on it. If your organization has roles, or maybe all of the roles can be done, the work can be completed regardless of where they are, what time it is, and those kinds of things, give people the opportunity to own their work and to own their schedules. Let them be responsible for the outcomes, focus on the outcomes, and treat them like adults. We wouldn't have hired them in the first place if we didn't think they could do the job and meet the outcomes and the responsibilities of the job. So give them the opportunity to do that. It's going to create, again, engagement. It's going to be an experience for the employees. They're going to feel valued and respected in their roles. The last thing that we're going to talk about when it comes to employee engagement and employee experience is having fun at work. It seems that people are afraid to have fun at work for some reason, or maybe the leaders are afraid of people having fun. I know for me and every other HR person out there, being in HR for so long, I completely understand that different people have different definitions of fun and that it can definitely be taken too far. There is not an HR person in the world that hasn't received the call after a company-sponsored event that turned into an employee relations issue. We have all been there, done that, whether it's just a informal after hours, happy hour, or it's a work conference, travel, maybe it's a employee engagement trip. We've seen those go awry. But believe it or not, it is still possible to have fun at work and not be violating any laws. That's the biggest thing. Be respectful. Be respectful of people as individuals. Be respectful of the workplace laws, and you can still have fun. My little team of 10 people, we have fun all the time and everybody's happy. It's not that we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, but it is fun at work. There are some people, again, who might not understand that you can have fun at work and it not be a bad thing. We've had plenty of clients over the years where we've had to manage employee relations issues, and it's always the managers coming back to us saying, well, we want a fun work environment. We want a fun work environment. Well, fun doesn't mean, you know, harassing and being discriminatory or violating laws. That's not fun. That's not fun for anybody. So that doesn't equate to fun, but it is possible to have fun at work and to be respectful. And I think that goes back to finding out who people are as individuals, talking to them about their personal interests and what they like to do, engaging those personal interests and those types of things. You know, maybe somebody's trying to save up to, you know, buy a new house, and make note of that and talk to them about it. And that's engaging and that's fun. And that creates an experience for an employee that they feel valued, they feel seen, and they feel heard. So we've covered a lot today as it relates to employee engagement. And again, employee engagement encompasses so many different aspects. But I think what we really need to do is focus on the employee experience from day one, from recruiting process into onboarding, into training, into how the manager and the employee's relationship is, into performance management, into communication, into policies and practices and benefits. Creating an employee experience in the workplace directly relates to employee engagement, which we know relates to productivity for the organization. So we are going to support employee innovation ideas. We're going to have defined values as an organization, create opportunities for open and honest communication, give employees the opportunity to own their own work and schedules, and we're going to have some well-respected fun. Thank you for joining me today. I've really enjoyed the talk. Be sure to listen in tomorrow on Wednesday when we talk about workplace communication.